Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Charlie's Podcast. Today, I will be updating you on Ghislaine Maxwell, on the election, on many other different stuff. Now, coming to the election-wise, no one is president yet. Nor Donald Trump or Joe Biden are president-elect of the United States yet. What does this mean to their country? It means that there will not be a president yet until January 6th. And I mean, if most House Republicans say we don't validate these things, they will have 2 hours to debate. 2 hours to debate by themselves and in the House court. I'm sorry, not in the court. In the House legislation. And see what the problem is and how they can fix it. And if they're going to validate the state, like, let's say, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania can go to Trump or Biden. Now, they're going to say, yes, there was fraud, massive fraud. This has got to be for Trump. And if they do that, well, that's following the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. If it's overturned to Donald Trump, it's part of the Constitution. If it's overturned to Biden, it's the Constitution. It doesn't matter who wins. The Constitution always wins. The Constitution was made from our founding fathers. They are very genius people. Our founding fathers thought of a country. They thought of it well. And we're one of the biggest and one of the best countries that has ever seen, that was ever seen on the face of the planet. Now, election-wise, we still don't know what is going on. Now, I have some breaking news. Joe Biden, well, what I'm hearing from DNI Radcliffe was that a small portion of intelligence agency leaked false information into the Biden administration, and only within 30 minutes was the information making its rounds with Chinese authorities and adversaries of the United States. This was one of the reasons why his team was instantly cut from information by the Pentagon, it says. Now, another thing is there was many things that was everything. And Mike Pence, they're saying that he could go rogue, that he can overturn the election for Donald Trump. He has the authority, ladies and gentlemen. It's his constitutional right to do that. Now, we also have Hillary Clinton expressing on MSNBC calling for China to help hack the United States democratic system. As if $100,000 that she got, $100,000+ that she got from Russians towards her foundation wasn't enough. Now she wants Chinese operatives to help her. Now, another thing that is there is Arizona representatives are saying they're clawing their Electoral College votes back and plan to withhold on January 20th. Now, what the governor of Arizona did was stupid. He shouldn't have confirmed those votes for Joe Biden. He should have waited until evidence came out. Now, the Gateway Pundit reported that there was going to be evidence that came out in a few days that will dramatically change the playing field. What does that mean? It means that they found something. Now, election-wise, people are going to keep talking about it. And John Ossoff, which is running for the Georgia Senate, has ties with the Chinese Communist Party company. That's unbelievable. And now, going into Ghislaine Maxwell, they wanted to give her, or her husband, wanted to give the U.S. justice system $30 million worth of bail, 24/7 guard security from the U.S., and that she could be possibly extradited to the U.K. or Canada, if possible. The U.S. legal system said no to both. They said no to all options. And that was great by the U.S. justice system to keep her and get more information out of her. And it's not a system of they should just free her because she did nothing. No, this woman was the accomplice of pedophile and sex ring Jeffrey Epstein. Now, sure, you don't want to believe in sex rings and child sex rings, yet we have here Jeffrey Epstein, who was a sex con artist himself. And you believe that, but you don't want to believe that there's more, and that the whole U.S. government was basically in a child sex ring. You don't want to believe in that. You don't want to believe in Bohemian Grove, where super, super politicians go there and do satanic rituals, and Alex Jones exposed them himself? Yet you want to believe Jeffrey Epstein? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time to be awoke. This is one of the greatest times to be awoke. This is going to change them dramatically. Our history as we know it will change. History books will have to be rewritten. In history, it's sad because the ones who win everything are the ones who get to write the history books. Not the ones that lost, not the ones that are currently losing, but the victors are those who get the punishment. Now, talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, we know she's a notorious sex ring con artist herself with Mr. Jeffrey Epstein, who passed away. Both of them were the worst human beings you could ever appear or could ever appear on the face of the earth. And there's more like them. And people don't want to acknowledge it. People go into a submission of denial. A lot of leftists say QAnon is a right-wing conspiracy theory. Ladies and gentlemen, how can you prove that QAnon, which is a security clearance, the highest security clearance that you can get in the United States, how can you prove that's false when it's a military clearance? You can't. They call it a conspiracy theory because they want to keep you away from it. The CIA invented that word, conspiracy theory, to keep us all in submission. People are starting to wake up. We have to be united and not let anyone bring us down, because people may, most powerful people in the world, may someday take over the world as we know it and bring us into submission and do horrible things that we don't want. Hopefully that doesn't never happens, and that's why Donald Trump needs to keep being president. He wants to eliminate income tax, which would be great, because income tax is illegal. It's always been illegal, ladies and gentlemen. That would change the playing field dramatically. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you guys to let me know what you want me to talk about in this podcast, because I know a lot of people listen, and I'm thankful for that. And I need to know what you guys want me to talk about. Any conspiracy theories, any theories in general, any mathematical thing, anything that cannot be explained or you need to be explained or needs to be explained by myself, go ahead. My Snapchat is in my bio, in Spotify, in any place you get your podcasts, honestly. But thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have yourselves a Merry Christmas and a joyful day. Thank you very much.